Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. So glad that you're with us on this very special episode where we get into some change work, all about shifting your identity. And this is especially useful if you've done the tasks from the previous episodes. Again, if you haven't heard the first 10 or so episodes, those are the fundamentals. We're going to make reference to a lot of these different moving parts, especially in this and the next couple of episodes. So if you need a little bit of refresher, go ahead and check them out real quick and then come on back, because today we're talking about shifting your identity.
Yeah, guys, this is huge. This is really what I would say is the cornerstone of what we do. It's really helping people to recognize, realize, and step into the greatest version of themselves that's always been there. They just weren't aware of it.
And it's so funny for me to think about this. I've made so many shifts in my own identity. I'm going through a big one right now, actually, which may be one of the biggest ones since I let go of my depression. And so it's fun teaching something that I am doing. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to give you here is stuff that, you know, this isn't just, hey, we're teaching this for you. We're using this.
Yep, every day.
Actively, you know.
Actively, this is right now.
This right freaking now to make changes in our lives. And mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons that I'm so excited to have this opportunity to help you do the very same thing.
Absolutely. And again, as this content builds and builds and builds, if you guys ever have questions or you're wondering or you want to share with us, we love, love, love reading your stories and hearing about the transformations and the just realizations that you're having. So please don't hesitate to reach out and share that with us. But today, as we really start to dive into this, we want to start with really understanding some science here, which is obviously one of our favorite topics. And really understanding what's happening in your brain when you are creating who it is you think or you believe that you are. And so one of the things that we just want to cover, we talked a lot about this in the fundamental episodes, but it's understanding again that who you tend to be, who you believe you are, is really just a pattern of habits. And these habits that you consistently do, the way you walk, the way you talk, how you go through your day, what you think, what you feel, right? Those consistent habits create this idea of who you think you are. And anything outside of those habits or routine tend to be not you. So as we start to look at this, you can start to look at, okay, what are the habits or the personality of, and I'll use myself for an example, of Sophie. And Sophie is somebody who experiences a lot of joy, a lot of gratitude. She works out like crazy. She spends a lot of time talking with clients. And I can start to break down the pieces of this personality that based on the habits and the evidence that I have for who I am. And so as I'm looking at that, here's where we get into the science. Those habits, as you guys know, are something that you repeatedly do. And the more that you do it, what's happening in your brain is you are wiring in with your neurons, with these parts of your brain, and turning that on. And every single time that you do that with a certain behavior or a certain habit or a certain thought or even a feeling, you are wiring it in. So every time, just think about it as you are building on one layer on top of the other layer, on top of the other layer, on top of the other layer. And when you've been doing this for 10, 20, 30 years, you have a really, really thick wire. And it's going to be something where, again, talking about where change can be hard sometimes. When you've hardwired in this identity of who you believe you are and you've got so much emotional attachment to it and you're just starting to develop one little new wire for this new habit and you're wondering, why is it so hard to get myself out of this habitual way of thinking and being and try doing something new? It's understanding scientifically what's actually happening in your brain is you have this extremely hardwired network, and then you have this tiny little new one over here. And so it really is going to become this process of what we call pruning, of unwiring by no longer activating and are no longer behaving, feeling, or thinking in the same habitual way. and starting to rewire, and we'll use a lot of this language moving forward, this new way of thinking, feeling, and being, and are doing through these new habits based on the new identity that you want to create for yourself. So as we start to talk through this, start to think about really what are some of the habits and are the personality traits that you believe you have or that you've been owning up until this point? And what are the ones that you want to begin to create for yourself in order to create the life that you truly want to live?
Hey, Sophie, have you ever been driving, say, to get groceries or just going somewhere else and then lapsed in your attention and accidentally drove to like a friend's house or to work?
Totally. Totally. I do it to the gym all the time.
Oh, yeah. That used to happen when I had a corporate job, and I'd go the same route every time. And if I started going down the same route, even though I told myself I wanted to go somewhere else, that pattern, that habit, that neural network would sometimes be so strong that if I wasn't really paying attention, mm-hmm. I would just follow the same habit. Mm-hmm. And if I wanted to go to a different office, for example, even if I started working at a different office, I would actually have to pay close attention because I set it in the morning for like a whole year. 5 days out of the week, I'd wake up to eat my breakfast, brush my teeth, and drive the same way to work. So all of a sudden with a different office, every once in a while, I'd end up in my old office because that was just ingrained. And I had to start pruning that old network and really paying attention to creating this new one. And just like that, the way that I like to think about it is when you act, when you indulge in any habit, you are reinforcing it. Mm-hmm. You're asking for even more of it.
Yep.
And so you have that choice, many choices every day. Do I want even more of this or do I want something else? And when we're talking about shifting your identity, well, yeah, like you said, Sophie, our identities are based quite a bit on what we do habitually. And so you can start changing that by just bringing awareness. Do I want even more of this or do I want something else? And you can start carving a new path, building another neural network that would allow you to take your identity into a different set of habits. I am the kind of person that does this different thing instead, like going to the gym instead of sleeping in, right? Yeah. I'm the kind of person who works out. And that, you know, it starts off as waking up at the alarm. Am I the kind of person who's going to hit snooze and not go to the gym? Or am I the kind of person who takes care of myself and goes to the gym? Okay, even though everything is telling me I stay in bed, it's okay, don't worry about it, work out tomorrow. You know what? I want even more of me going to the gym. So I'm going to get up and do that instead.
Yeah, and I think the big thing too here, guys, again, diving back into your conscious and your unconscious. It's not just what you do, but it's also what you think and how you feel. So paying attention to what are the main emotions that you up until this point have been living with or been experiencing that create who you believe you are. And a common thing with a lot of high achievers is, well, I'm just stressed out. I'm just a worrier. That's just part of who I am. And this is so painful to hear because when you are owning that emotion, you're saying that's just part of who you are limiting yourself to being able to change it. So number one, it's recognizing that you have the ability to experience such a wide range of emotions. You can experience any emotion. We all have the same mechanical configuration in our brains and in our bodies to feel and experiencing anything. We can. But when we limit ourselves to only being able to experience fear, stress, anger, frustration, guilt, shame, sadness, we're not using the capacity of what this machine was made to do. And so it's giving yourself permission, number one, to recognize this whole process of self-awareness, this habitual way of feeling as well. What have been the emotions that I've been attaching to my personality, to who I believe I am, whether that's conscious or unconscious? And then starting to look at what are the emotions that somebody of this caliber of where I want to be, what would they be feeling and experiencing on a daily basis?
Yeah, it's kind of useful to map that out for yourself. Who are you? Who do you want to be? And look at other role models. look at other people who are already where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And let's get big on this, right? If you're looking at, hey, I want to be a successful business owner, I would encourage you to look at for like the best in the world. Let's just shoot for the top of the line. Like, I love looking at people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, mm-hmm. who I think is an incredible role model for mindset. He's got some incredible interviews. One of my favorite ones is on the Tim Ferriss podcast. Mm. And it really shows how he thinks about life and how he thinks about himself and people and challenges and opportunities and what it means to overcome. And I remember listening to that and thinking, wow, if I can just model that, if I can take out one habit from what he said and just choose that for myself and make a conscious effort to do a little bit of that every single day, then just by that habit, I would get a little bit of his success and a little bit of his world. And you can do that no matter what field you're in, even if you're looking for relationships or health and wellness, or if you're trying to deepen your spirituality, there will always be role models, and find out what emotions are they habitually in? What do they believe in every day? What do they do every day? And then model that, and then just choose to embody that every day, a little bit each day at first, and build those neural pathways. And eventually you're going to start getting those same results.
Yeah, I love this, Dan. I'm gonna share. I know this is one that you love, talking about mirror neurons. So bringing in some science, guys. It's not just theory we're talking about here. You actually have these beautiful things in your brain called mirror neurons. You know, and I'll use an example here. Dan, have you ever seen somebody that was just really upset and they're just crying emotionally and they're just bawling their eyes out, and you look at them and you just start to feel so bad?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, great. And so what's happening there is your neurons, your mirror neurons, are seeing this and they're starting to reflect what it is they're seeing. And the more that you're around this, and you guys will, again, probably can, you can use this analogy in so many areas of your life, what you surround yourself with, you start to, in a way, embrace and embody. It starts to become a part of you because you're reflecting it. And so the question here is also becoming aware of, what are you surrounding yourself with every single day? Are you surrounding yourself with, here's a great example I use for you in my old way. When I used to go to the gym, I used to put on like all of this angry music, and I would be so pissed off and angry during the whole workout, which sometimes it was nice. But what I changed is, instead of listening to like just hip hop and rap and all this other crazy stuff, every time I go to the gym now, I have all these motivational speeches by Les Brown, by Eric Thomas, by Arnold Schwarzenegger, by all these big names. And so I've got these people talking in my ear, and the whole time I'm listening to it and I'm hearing it and I'm starting to reflect it. And now I find myself thinking and speaking in the same way of what I was hearing in those episodes and in those playlists. And so this is what's really interesting. We're talking about looking for people to model. It's really actually paying attention to, how are they walking? How are they talking? Listening to what they say and how they're thinking. And the more that you're doing that, the more that you can surround yourself with it, not just for a minute a day, but really start to make that a part of every aspect of your life, and really start to look at the parts of your life and how those are reflecting your current personality and starting to create the new personality. What do you need to surround yourself with that's going to help reflect this newer identity?
And surrounding yourself means so many different things. I love listening to audiobooks about transformation when I'm at the gym or in the car, and imbibe those thought patterns and that way of looking at life, and also, you know, listening to speeches, listening to presentations and performances and anything that I might learn from, so that it can go right in. By the way, that's a really great way to build it into your body, because we process information through motion. That's one of the reasons why you see kids, when they're learning, they get really fidgety. It's not because they have ADD, so stop giving your kids drugs for that. They process information by movement. So that's why a lot of other sort of learning formats like Montessori has a lot of motion in it, had a lot of movement. That's why running, if you're trying to solve a problem, really helps, mm-hmm. going to work out. So if you're really trying to learn something, really trying to take something in and make it a part of you, listen to it while you're moving. while you're going out for a run or a swim or you're working out. But also really make sure that whatever you're taking in is conducive to your transformation. Like Sophie said, well, maybe listening to really angry music is not what you want when you're thinking about embedding these messages into your body while you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so give yourself all of those good things that you want to be a part of you at that time. And then out of it, really consider, what else are you taking in? Whether consciously or unconsciously, it's like a lot of people used to say about commercials, oh, I don't pay attention. You know what's really crazy? Study after study would show that the people who, quote, don't pay attention to commercials are the ones that are most affected by them. That's legit. So I don't care if you say, I hang out with mostly negative people, but I don't let them get to me. Yeah, you do. You don't have a choice. It's not a you thing. It's a human thing. And your unconscious is doing it, which means it's going into the place that is changing your identity the most. Mm-hmm. So start being even more conscious and deliberate about the messages that you're taking in. What are you reading? What are you watching? Who are you listening to? Who are you conversing with? It's things like social media. Mm-hmm. Study after study, especially about the Zennials, are showing that the more social media you partake in, the more depressed you tend to be. Same thing with watching the news. Now, I'm not saying don't be informed, and I'm not saying you have to quit social media. Just be a little bit more conscious about how much time you're spending on it. How are you using it? How does it make you feel? How does it make you feel when you spend 3 hours on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, and you're looking at everybody else's highlight reels of their lives, of how amazing, because they're only going to show you the best stuff, right? And you're looking out after picture of picture of picture of picture of people who seem to have better lives than you, and you're comparing that to your day-to-day life and then making judgments about yourself and about your identity based on that. What information are you taking in? Right. And then change that. Because if you want to change your identity, you're going to have to change your environment. And your environment includes every part of your day, whether it's the online social environment or what you're taking in through information or what you're absorbing through people who are around you.
Yeah. And just to touch on that too, your outer environment and your inner environment. So not just the external world, but the internal world and the emotions that you're living in as well, because those chemicals, because that's what they are, those chemicals are creating different effects on your body. And so really understanding this, guys, we seem to really love these kind of topics. It's really understanding how powerful your identity is. And what's interesting is you'll see a lot of times where people will be coming from this negative place, we'll say, right? Where they're stressed out and they're tired and they're frustrated and they're angry and they just want to get shit done. And so they go and they try to do this. They try to create change in their outer world and their environment from this negative state of being, from this identity that I'm just not that kind of person or this is just the way that life is. The amount of change that they're able to create, although there may be some, and you know, I'll give them credit on this, it will not be nearly as great as the change that they could create in their external world if they were to shift first their internal world. Because when you can start to shift where you're coming from, in literally in your brain, what part of your brain you're using, whether you're activating your mammal brain or your frontal lobe, will literally change the way that you perceive and the action that you're able to take. Because when you're living from your mammal brain and you're living from these old habitual thinkings, this is an interesting fact from one of Joe Dispenza's books, was talking about that 95% of who you are is unconscious. That's crazy. 95%. Only 5% of you is actually conscious. Everything else is hardwired habitual ways of being based off of the X amount of years. And so many people are living every single day running the same thoughts, the same patterns, the same feelings, the same beliefs, trying to experience something different. I think there's a word for that. It's called insanity. So it really is understanding, guys, yes, making the external changes are important, and more important, you need to start making the internal shifts in understanding what's really going on in your internal world.
Yep. And that's where it comes to people trying all sorts of things that give you mixed results. So I've heard a lot of people say, hey, yeah, you know, I'm going to change my identity. I'm going to change how I feel. I've got these affirmations. And so I'm just going to say these affirmations. I'm going to look at myself in the mirror. I'm going to say these affirmations every single day. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And I hear a lot of confusion on why this kind of stuff may or may not actually shift your world. And the source here, of course, is inside your unconscious. Mm-hmm. Because whenever you say anything, your unconscious has a response to it, whether it agrees with it or it doesn't agree with it. And if you're trying to change the way that you feel, let's say if you're really upset and you try to say, I'm happy, your unconscious mind may actually make you even more upset because it'll think, no, we're pissed off. And it'll just reinforce that. See, that 95% of you, that's so strong. And in order to change it, it can be a little challenging. If 5% of you wants one thing, but 95% of you says a different thing, well, good luck. See, you need to create shift in that 95%. And that's why affirmations, like, you get a lot of people who are down on themselves. They're feeling a little insecure. And so they say, I'm confident and amazing, and I get better every day. And they try to say that in the mirror every day. The problem is that their unconscious minds are set on the exact opposite. So every time they say, I'm confident and amazing, and get better every day, their unconscious minds say, nope, actually, we're lousy, we suck, and we get worse every day. What do you think about that? But every time they say it, the unconscious mind says it back. And so they may be reinforcing their 5%, but the 95% that's saying the exact opposite is getting reinforced too. And so that's why sometimes these affirmations can even backfire, because they're actually working on the wrong part of the brain. And so there is another process that I'd like to introduce to you. And it is, I just call it the affirmation process, and it solves that issue. So we're actually going to take everything that we've learned in this episode, we're going to put it together, and we're going to put it into a process that you can do right as soon as you're done with this episode to create a shift in your identity. So first of all, you're going to think of your goal. What goal do you have for this podcast, this transformation that you're working on? What are you trying to achieve or change in your life? So you're going to write that down for yourself. Just pick one for now. And then think of who, what kind of person would naturally, just by existing, achieve that goal of achieving something or changing something. And you're going to think about what kind of personality traits, what kinds of qualities does this person have? And you're going to pick three of them. And you pick three of the most important qualities that this person has that you would like to have or have even more of. So what are the three important qualities that this person has that you'd like to strengthen or create within yourself? And make sure that these qualities are also attached to powerful, positive emotions, so that when you know that you have them, you have that internal environment that will give you external success. So you're going to write these three qualities down, and then you're going to get out another piece of paper, and you're going to pick one quality, and you're going to write it big and bold and proud on top of that piece of paper. And then you're going to go through your life, and you're going to find an event in which you exhibited even a little bit of that quality. And you're going to give that event initials, and you're going to write those initials down on your piece of paper. For example, let's say you pick confidence. I am confident. And you look back and you think, you know, there was one time back when I was 16 that I forgot to bring my directions with me when I was driving to a new friend's house. And here I'm dating myself. At 16, I had to go online and use MapQuest. I don't even think Google Maps was a thing back then, and certainly didn't have GPS on our phones. So I forgot way back then. And this is a tiny little thing, almost inconsequential, but who cares? This is an event in which I exhibited a little bit of confidence. I said, forget it. You know what? I kind of remember, and I drove myself there. I believed in myself, and hey, I got there. I exhibited a little bit of confidence, and so I could think maybe FD, forgot directions. Doesn't matter, right? Put it down on the piece of paper. And then you're going to think of another event in which you exhibited that quality, even if it's super small, especially if it's super small. because it's easy for us to overlook these things. But when you're thinking about, am I confident or not, it's very easy to look for the really big things. When did I display supreme confidence? And maybe it's hard for you to think of that, but maybe you have thousands of these tiny little examples. And so you want to list them down on this piece of paper and fill the piece of paper with your little initials for these events over and over and over again. Because after a little while, your unconscious mind will say, huh, maybe we're actually a little bit more confident than we had thought, and you're going to keep going. And then after a little while, your unconscious mind is going to say, you know what? I think we're pretty confident, and then you're going to keep going. And then your unconscious mind may say, I get it, we're confident, and then you're going to keep going. And you're going to go until you exhaust yourself. That you can't think of even a little shred of a time, even two more seconds, that you exhibited a little bit more confidence, and then you're done. And then you move on to that second quality and you put it down. And then your third, and you do the same thing. And I call this the affirmation process, because then when you say, hey, you look at yourself in the mirror and you tell yourself that you're confident, your unconscious mind is going to say, yes, yes, we are. We're freaking confident. We know it. And then that'll be a true affirmation, because you'll use that affirmation to reinforce those three qualities, whatever you picked. I'm confident, I'm intelligent, and I'm a badass business person, right? You can use that affirmation then, and it'll have the full power of what an affirmation should be for you. And then you'll be able to, right then and there, start shifting your identity.
And that, guys, is really where the transformation starts. So really do hope that you take the time to implement this exercise. Again, if you need to go through those steps, just go ahead and feel free to rewind. Otherwise, we'll be posting a link down below with each of them laid out for you in an example as well. So on that note, have an absolutely freaking fantastic day, starting to really create who it is you want to be and who you want to step into. And we will see you on the next episode when we dive into worldviews and empowering life beliefs.
See you guys.